Good afternoon. High and mid-level clouds continue to stream into interior New York and New England today, but precipitation is being held off to the west, primarily by dry air in the lowest levels of the atmosphere. We'll continue to see temperatures climb slowly with some bright spots, maybe even a few breaks of sunshine left, and readings will top out right around 60 on average across the area. The clouds will thicken this evening and a good chance of rain developing mainly after midnight tonight from west to east. There could even be some heavier bursts of rain and areas of fog. Now, closer to the Canadian border and in the highest terrain in the Adirondacks and Green Mountains, some wet snow could mix in as temperatures in these locations will dip back into the upper 20s and lower 30s. Everyone else will just see the cold rain towards sunrise tomorrow with overnight lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. A wave of low pressure will track along a stationary front, which will be draped right over top of us. And this wave will produce a steady area of rain through the morning tomorrow. A northerly breeze all day long will keep temperatures quite cool, so it will be raw and damp with the wet weather, and temperatures will stay put mainly in the lower to mid-40s across the area, with some 50s possible across the southernmost Catskills, the lower Hudson Valley, and southern New England. The wet weather will gradually wind down during the latter part of the day tomorrow and will start a drying trend tomorrow night. With high pressure building in, we'll have sunny skies on Wednesday, but on the cooler side of that front, highs will stay in the mid-50s. We'll be back into the middle and upper 50s with a mix of sun and clouds Thursday, and right now it looks like high pressure will hang on Friday and into the weekend with a gradual warm-up, but still a little bit below average for this time of year. A mix of sun and clouds near 60 Friday and lower 60s despite some sunshine both Saturday and Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a developing upper-level low over the Great Basin will move eastward to the Central Rockies over the next 48 hours. The storm will produce rain and high-elevation snow over parts of the Pacific Northwest to the North Central Rockies to parts of Southern and Central California into the Great Basin. Winter weather advisories and winter storm warnings are out for parts of Nevada and Southern Idaho. And a piece of this system will move to the east over the next couple of days. It'll produce showers and thunderstorms over parts of the Great Lakes and Upper Mississippi Valley into parts of the Mid-Mississippi Valley that will expand into the Lower Great Lakes and Ohio Valley by this evening. In the milder air to the south, showers and thunderstorms will develop over parts of the western Gulf Coast and lower Mississippi Valley and parts of the eastern Gulf Coast and southern Appalachians. Energy associated with this system will spark severe weather tomorrow, perhaps a larger outbreak in the central plains. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 94 degrees at El Centro Naval Air Station and Imperial, both in California, to a low of 11. At Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy in the mid-60s, Boston mostly cloudy in the lower 60s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with a scattered shower and highs right around 60 degrees. The average high temperature in Albany today, 63 degrees, the average low, 41. The record high, 89, set in 2009, and the record low, 23, in 1965. Sunrise this morning was at 5:57 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:49 p.m., 13 hours and 52 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy today with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Cloudy with showers developing tonight, perhaps some wet snow mixed in, especially across the highest terrain and close to the Canadian border with lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy today with highs in the lower 60s. Cloudy with showers developing tonight, also areas of fog and lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy today with highs in the upper 50s. Cloudy with showers developing tonight, also areas of fog, lows in the upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy today with highs right around 60. cloudy with showers developing tonight. Also, areas of fog, lows in the lower 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy today with highs right around 60. Cloudy with showers developing tonight. Also, areas of fog with lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with a cold rain, temperatures averaging in the mid-40s. Sunny but cool Wednesday, mid-50s. Mid to upper 50s with a mix of sun and clouds Thursday. Back to 60 Friday with a mix of sun and clouds. And mostly sunny over the weekend with high temperatures both days around 60 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.